Anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder are some of the common mental health issues in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. That is according to social worker at the Mental Health and Rehabilitation Center, Chanel Ned, while speaking to NBC News at yesterday's health fair, where she shed some light on bipolar disorder.
Bipolar disorder has two extreme ends. There is the end that you would have depression and problems like that. And on the other end, you can be in mania, which simply means that you start to do things that are out of the ordinary. So you would start to do risky behaviors. You would sometimes the person can be quite aggressive. Sometimes the person can have delusions and things like that. Or they can go into depression where they withdraw from persons. They will want to talk to people, you know, seclude themselves from social interaction. So this person used to do all the things. They used to go out. They used to be a part of everything. And now all of a sudden this person is withdrawing. They don't want to talk to people. They don't want to do anything at all. Most signs and symptoms of what we have seen is persons go into mania more than they go into depression. So you would find the persons will come out to mental health and they might be hearing things. They might be hearing somebody telling them to do something. Or the person might be very extravagant. So they feel that they are the queen of England or something like that, whereas that might not be the case.
Ms. Ned also encouraged persons to observe their family and friends for any strange behavior which could indicate bipolar disorder.
What we tell persons really and truly is to try and see, your friends and your family, to keep an eye out. We all know when something isn't right with somebody in our circle. And so we are asking persons, when you see these things, you see the person doing things that are out of the ordinary, that you get them the help that they need, and we don't wait until it gets really bad and then say, oh, we're just waiting to see what would happen.
And Ms. Ned said it has been observed that young people in St. Vincent and the Grenadines are the ones presenting with this condition.
Right now, what we have seen is persons that are younger, we are definitely seeing a bit more younger persons having bipolar disorder, and we're picking it up now. When the child is younger, so like when they're like 14, you might see signs and symptoms. You might see one or two things. But when they get to the age of 21, that's where we're seeing them having full-blown diagnosis. So basically, persons who are seeking to be assessed, you could do it one of two ways. You can make an appointment out at mental health and somebody would have a talk with you, see what is going on, see how we can best help you. Or you can go down to the hospital and have the doctors down at the hospital assess you, and then they can make a referral to mental health.
Social worker at the Mental Health and Rehabilitation Center, Chanel Ned. World Health Day will be observed tomorrow with the theme Health for All. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.